Every day, a near constant stream of locals and tourists carrying empty jugs and bottles comes to Big Springs at the Mount Shasta City Park. Here, frigid water pours over mossy rocks into a small pool, then runs downstream to eventually join the Sacramento River. A recent morning was no exception. A young woman from Louisiana named Jordan said she and her traveling companions jumped off I-5 specifically to fill up.
We heard this was the best place to get the cleanest water. Did a taste test first, and it passed all the tests. Very cold and delicious. Super good.
Also at the Big Springs this morning are Bruce Hillman and Rosalind McCoy. The Mount Shasta residents are with the group We Advocate Thorough Environmental Review, known by its acronym WATER. They want the Crystal Geyser Company to be required to do a formal environmental impact report before doing business here.
We think that opening this plant without analyzing the possible environmental impacts is very irresponsible.
Crystal Geyser bought a 145,000 square foot water bottling plant just outside the city of Mount Shasta. The plant was abandoned in 2010 by Coca-Cola. Crystal Geyser, a subsidiary of the Japanese firm Otsuka Pharmaceuticals, is retooling the plant to bottle spring water as well as make flavored waters, teas, and carbonated fruit juices. Bruce Hillman says given the prolonged California drought and the severe cutbacks in water use being made around the state, it makes no sense to open a new beverage plant.
We do not know what the effects of industrial water pumping will have, not only on the local neighbors who depend on well water, but also this area is one of the headwaters of the Sacramento River and what that will have on basically the entire watershed of the Northern California.
Rosalind McCoy says so little is known about the complex hydrology of the area that pulling several hundred thousand gallons a day for the Crystal Geyser plant could draw water now being used by Mount Shasta residents.
What if they're drawing on that same line, because this isn't like a pool of water under the ground. This is lava tubes, cracks, this is a volcanic system. And that's why we need to have the real scientific research here.
Siskiyou County officials don't seem to share that concern. No one from the county would agree to be interviewed, but county officials have stated in the past that the land where the bottling plant is located is zoned for that use and that no additional environmental review is required. That's been the position taken by Crystal Geyser as well, and that's consistent with the company's moves in the past. In 2009, the city council in Orland, about 120 miles south of Mount Shasta on I-5, approved a Crystal Geyser bottling plant there. The city said the company didn't need to do an environmental impact report. Local residents sued, and in 2011, a Sacramento Superior Court judge ruled a full environmental review was necessary. Crystal Geyser promptly canceled plans for the Orland plant. So it was something of a surprise when the company announced late last week that it would, after all, agree to an environmental impact report for the Mount Shasta project. Crystal Geyser officials declined to be interviewed, but posted a statement on their website saying the project would need a permit from the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District, which would trigger an EIR. The abrupt 180 has taken project opponents by surprise. Bruce Hillman wonders if Crystal Geyser isn't pulling a deft political jiu-jitsu move by agreeing to an EIR, thinking the county air pollution district will be in charge of the study.
We think that is maybe what's happening here, trying to find a small agency which might rubber stamp or not have the expertise or enforcement ability to do a real thorough and enforceable environmental review.
Hillman says that's what happened 15 years ago when the Danon Corporation first built the bottling plant near Mount Shasta. He says that company failed to abide by restrictions written into its permit and that local authorities never enforced them. Hillman's group, WATER, recently filed a lawsuit against Crystal Geyser and Siskiyou County, challenging the county's zoning and groundwater permitting for the plant. So, with the agreement to do the environmental review, have the neighbors won?
This is far from over. In fact, this is just beginning step of a whole new game here.
Crystal Geyser had planned to open the Mount Shasta plant this fall. So far, company officials have not made public a new opening date. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.